Bongi, how excited has the season been for you?
The season has been amazing for me. I think being part of the WASC netball, there's been a lot of things going on, a lot of challenges, plus a lot of achievements. So it's really interesting. And so far we're looking forward to making the top four and then taking it from there.
Do you feel that you're playing some of your best netball?
At this point, I wouldn't really say best netball, but it can be at a point where we can look forward to winning games and going through to semis. So it's satisfying, I would say. Nobody as a player, I wouldn't think I'll get satisfied. But every now and then, there's always a room for improvement. So, yeah, I'm happy so far.
WASCs have had to deal with an unusual amount of injuries. Nothing like I've ever seen before. But I think you've coped well, and that shows the strength of the squad.
I think we've been lucky to have such a group of talented netballers, and the fact that everyone in the team is just willing to step on court and play their best. I think at any time, should anything happen, we expect ourselves to be at our best. So it's just the support around the whole squad from each other. We've been really looking after each other. So I really think that's helping a lot. And yeah, again, you cannot say how much injuries you will come up with during the season. The season is too long. So we've been unfortunate, but like you said, the team has been taking it so well. And so far, we cannot complain. We can just keep going. And I think things have been still going well.
You've been keeping quite busy and visiting schools and that kind of thing. How much do you enjoy that?
I just love doing some netball coaching, especially with kids. I do that at home as well. So when I got here and I found out that I'll be able to do this, I think for me it's part of just relaxing and doing something out of playing and trying to give back to the girls. It's an amazing part of being an athlete. You get to meet these girls and you just get so excited without even the things that you wouldn't really think they mean so much. But to them, it's just a big thing. So it's always nice to give back, and it's always nice to just relax and forget about playing and try to give back, because somehow I feel like I learn a lot from trying to give the feedback or trying to give information from to others. So it's been really interesting. I've got another coaching coming up tomorrow as well. So I'm looking forward to it after a match against Bath yesterday, obviously.
Hannah said you were a bit of a fan's fave, and that's obviously nice to hear. Is there many people at the Rico that have got banners with your name on it, and they're always staying afterwards for you to sign things?
Oh, Simon, it's been just amazing. I think everyone just loves to see any player that really works hard. And like I said, I wouldn't say I'm performing well or I've been really brilliant, but I do work hard when I get time. And I think even the kids just love watching that. So I've been having like a couple of kids coming after the game, obviously, with papers with my name on it, or some of them trying to draw me and themselves and mentioning how good I am or how much they love watching me play. All of that is just, yeah, it's one of those things that you look back, and if you look back at all the preparations and things not coming along nicely, but when you look at those things, you just know that it's not about you, only yourself, but there's only someone watching and learning from what you're doing. So it just keeps you going.
Bath was obviously last night. It was a great game to watch as a neutral, but how did you see the game?
We definitely didn't really do well in a couple of occasions. But again, I think from what happened yesterday, we expected them to come hard on us, because obviously it gives them a chance to be in top four as well. But when things like that start happening, for myself as a player, I'll just look at it and say it's probably the right time. It's probably the right time that it's happening now, because going forward, we're looking to see if we can really counter other teams and really work well as a team and try and get the best out of ourselves. We can't be tested like probably yesterday in semis, because then there won't be any other time of going back to the drawing board and trying to find out what to do best. But I really think everything has been overwhelming for us, because we've been tested in all occasions in every other way. So it's just about us going now back to saying we have to regroup, refocus, and just keep going. Yesterday's game really didn't mean much, but we obviously like to win. So it didn't happen, unfortunately, and it's sports. So we just now had to go back to training and try to figure out what we can do better next time.
From Wasps' point of view as well, it was really nice to see Amy back, and Rach was obviously happy with her quarter after the end of the game.
Oh, definitely. Rachel is always amazing for us. We obviously were looking forward to having her on court, and we knew when she steps on court, she'll be amazing. But I cannot take the excellence that George has when she steps on court as well. Even yesterday, I do feel like she played awesome. For that child to step on court against the top players like Beckford Chambers, I think she's really got a lot of netball behind her, and she'll be excellent for England netball. But we're very fortunate to have such brilliant players, especially as shooters. If you look at Rachel and George, you can really count them in at any time, and you can really be sure that they'll really step on court and perform. So it's a nice variety for us as players, as the team. And Rach was awesome, like you said. She just steps on court and she does her thing. She's always brilliant.
Storm is going to be the next game at home. That's going to be an important game anyway. How do you see their season? Have they done enough to get into a Final Four?
I do think they will, because Storm have been playing well in a couple of games they've played, and I've played with some of the players from their side. I really think they do have a chance of still making the top four, and we also still have to play them. So knowing exactly that when we played them, the match wasn't as easy, so they will also come hard on us. But again, it's another test for us to go out there and still really prepare for what can come going forward, hopefully going through to semis. But yeah, I know it will never be easy to play against them, and I really think they still have a chance. So we can always see what happens, because you can't guarantee anything. This is sports, like I said, anything can happen.
I mean, it's a fantastic family atmosphere at the Rico, and there's always plenty to do in the fans' village. If you haven't been before, what could we expect?
To the Rico?
Yeah, what can we expect on a match day at the Rico?
Oh, definitely. It's just amazing. The kids just have came there, just want to come back every time, because they get to come there and have like autographs with the players even before the match, take pictures, and they get to play around. There's sort of a bungee jumping thing. There's like a shooting game going on. There's always a sting as well. There's lots of things going on. I think as a child, you just want to get out there and get involved with the game, especially if you're really looking forward to being a netball player. But I would say WASP Netball has been really doing well in trying to make all those things happen for us as players, because it's always packed at the Rico Arena. The flags never stops waving up when we're playing, and we really appreciate all those things as players. But yeah, I think it's really been amazing with all the kids that dances while we during every quarter time, and the kids get lots of opportunities to come and get involved in our games as well. So there's a lot of things going on. Obviously, the kids can come and enjoy, and everyone can just come down and watch and have fun and enjoy the netball matches.
Well, the good thing is the game against Storm is going to be one of the highlights of the season for you all, and if anybody was interested in tickets, it's available online at waspsnetball.co.uk, at the arena as well. So,
oh, definitely.
Definitely worth coming, and definitely worth finding you and Sting afterwards for a quick selfie.
Thank you so much, and I hope people can just come down and really have fun and watch the best netball players really competing, especially now towards going towards the top four, where everyone just wants to make the semis. So I really think every game now is going to be an interesting match to watch. So nobody wants to miss us.